Hey, it's Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. This is part three of three parts. Graham Haines, the guest. Our topic, the stupendous Woody Shaw. And if you didn't listen to parts one and two, you might want to go back and check them out before you listen to part three. But it's your ride. You're driving. I'm following you. Here's part three. And that was, a very real moment.
Yeah, that was interesting. The piano player that he talks about, Joe Bonner, who was going to sit in, that apparently left and didn't wind up sitting in.
Oops.
Joe Bonner was a piano player I remember who played with my dad in the 1970s. I remember that name, and I remember his playing. He was a great piano player who was wound up, I don't know if he was from the West Coast, but he wound up out on the West Coast in Colorado, I heard. But I remember Joe Bonner.
For those who don't know, your father's Roy Haines. Yes. Celebrated his 99th birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Roy Haines.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you got
to
spend...
He's 99. He made it, and a lot of others didn't. But yeah, he made it.
So true. Yeah. Man, boy, wow. What a tale. Hope you got to wish him well on his day.
Yeah, I hung out with him on his birthday.
Beautiful.
And a lot of people calling from all over the world, and I wished him happy birthday, and
So, it sounds like it's a little loose tonight at the Keystone Corner. And Woody's like, maybe he's okay with that, maybe not so much.
Yeah, it sounded like he was having fun. It sounded like they were having fun. I mean, it was loose. I like that.
Well, I think it's fair to say Woody Shaw, maybe he could play kind of loose in between songs, but man, when the chips are on the table.
Yeah, when the horn is in his mouth, it's another story.
It's not playtime. What did anything jump out at you in that? That was you can describe that song better than I can.
Oh, We'll Be Together Again. That was one of the ballads that he liked to play. There were certain ballads that he always played. We'll Be Together Again, What's New. He liked those tunes.
And they're from the book. They're classic. I mean,
yeah, that's a part of the Great American Songbook. You know, I can't remember the composers of them, but those, those tunes move a certain way harmonically. So that's why he liked them. You know, they sat on the instrument in a certain way that worked well to play over those. Those harmonic structures on those two ballads that I mentioned, We'll Be Together Again and What's New. Yeah.
And we got a new band. It's right about a year later after that last set, but moved in a bit of a new direction. Carter Jefferson had been with Woody Shaw on the reeds for, seems like probably longer than it was. Maybe it wasn't more than a year or two, but it seems like it was more somehow. And now we've got Steve Touré.
Now we've got Steve Touré, even though he didn't play on that tune. So Steve Touré is in the band now. Carter Jefferson is not. And Mulgrew Miller's on piano.
Anything you feel in the shape shifting? Is this speaking to you in any particular way?
Yeah, I mean, to take out the saxophone, tenor saxophone, and bring in a trombone, that was one of the unique things about this group. There weren't that many small groups at that time that were playing this kind of music that had that kind of lineup with a trumpet and a trombone with no reeds. So, yeah, that was an interesting move on his part. I remember that.
And not just any trombone. Steve Touré is, among other things, an eminent chopsmeister, but more than that, he's bringing a lot to the story. And he had, I guess, until fairly recently been playing with Rahsaan Roland Kirk, and who was talk about your demanding band leaders from what everybody says, and changing directions and calling tunes that, you were expected to know this whole book. So I think Steve Touré had been cast in fire from that experience, and I think he probably needed every bit of that playing with Woody Shaw, too. Mm. We were talking about the pianist, a very youthful, emerging musician.
Mulgrew Miller, yeah. I remember Mulgrew well. 1980, that might have been around the time he came to New York, yeah. And he started playing with Woody, and yeah, he brought a lot to that chair, to that band. You know, you could almost say that Mulgrew changed the sound of the band. Yeah, brilliant player, great touch on the piano, and really interesting harmonic conception. And yeah. So let's get into.
All right. Yeah, moving ahead. So the next piece is from one of Larry Willis's, right? Isabel. And so this is, once again, Woody Shaw Quintet. We're at the Keystone Corner, September 25th, 1980. It's Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman, here with Graham Haines on WKCR. Okay, hold on now. You guys are jumping the gun. Thank you. Well, I'd say that's music from Woody Shaw. It was his set. But he did apparently take a little stroll somewhere in there. But he is the focus of this Deep Focus episode. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman, here in WKCR, here with Graham Haines, who's doing this fantastic residency all month at least three of the five boroughs here in New York City. I don't know. Yeah. You didn't check that Bronx box, but
yeah, and then the next one.
Come back.
I remember doing it. Speaking of the Bronx, I did a residency in the Bronx quite a while ago, maybe around 2001 or 2002. I did a residency. Thank you. I did a residency, artist residency up in the Bronx. So maybe my Bronx part of the residency. I had a good time doing that residency. It was great. But no, this one is mostly in Manhattan and Brooklyn. And a little Queens. And a little of Queens, yeah. Yeah, it must be that part of Queens that's close to Brooklyn.
More importantly, Graham, you came this far. You came some number of thousands of miles to be here. We, at the very least, could, hop on an L train or what have you and make our way. And you've gone to great lengths to distribute, you and the folks at 411, projects to distribute programming around the city, that's a wonderful thing. Really a lot of little choices like that show a lot of imagination and dedication to the audience, and that's definitely appreciated. And once again, if you want to find out about these shows that Graham Haines is doing, it's a really interesting range and exploring you, or maybe I should say you exploring yourself as a performer, as a composer, as a musical thinker, your influences, your embrace of the world through music. It's very exciting. And all of this can be discovered at 411projects.org. When you go to put that into your browser, don't put the numbers, but spell out the words, 411projects.org.
.org, yeah. Yes, you can see everything that we're doing and we've done, and tomorrow we have a really good event, a conversation with myself and Dr. Robin Kelly, a great historian and writer, and it should be great. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow, and then more other stuff. So yeah, if you check out the website and you can see all the dates and all the events going all the way into April, second, third week in April, something like that.
Robin Kelly wrote the spellbinding Thelonious Monk biography, among many other projects that he's done. And it's going to be a very interesting moment to catch. They all are. Everyone's really, really done a great job putting that together.
Yes, yes. Thank you to 411. Okay, let's get back to Woody Shaw.
Yeah, okay, so Woody Shaw. So, this is one of the thrilling, captivating things about this show, Graham, because, you go live and, all kinds of different things can happen, right? You've got, sometimes it's a dream and sometimes it's something else, and it's okay. Or there's always something else coming around the corner. There were some guest musicians there. We don't know who they are.
We don't know who they were.
And maybe that's just as well.
Yeah. Maybe, that's the thing about live recording. It's live. You don't never know really what's going to happen there. But,
That's so true. But they played a lot of music that night. They did three sets. And we got another set for you. And this one, same night, same band. I'll run it down real quick once again. Woody Shaw, of course, on trumpet. Steve Touré, trombone, and the rhythm section. Standout for me, Mulgrew Miller,
young Mulgrew Miller.
Very young, 1980. But his voice is so complete, both as a stunning soloist and as an accompanist. He is he's got two smart and informed hands. Working together and making stuff happen and driving this band. And Stafford James on the bass and Victor Lewis on the drums, top shelf. And I think Woody's got his voice as a band leader here. Mm-hmm. Anything else we want to say, or should we just dive
right
in?
No, let's just dive into it.
Diving into it. Okay. The show's called Deep Focus. It's WKCR. Mitch Goldman here with Graham Haines. And this one is one of Woody Shaw's called Sunbath. WKCR.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a big hand for Victor Lewis on the drums. Stafford James, bass. Mulgrew Miller, piano.
Wow. Well, Graham, you and I know what that means when the band starts playing that one. That was, yes, a live set from Woody Shaw, Keystone Corner, San Francisco, September of 1980. Woody Shaw, the topic of deep focus at the behest of our guest tonight, Graham Haines. But it actually is just a few minutes before 9 o'clock. I can't believe we've been at this for almost 3 hours, Graham, but...
Yeah, the time always, time goes fast here.
It always does. Yeah. We used to call it the vortex. Come in the door and not leave for like endless hours later. But this is a real thing. I mean, I got to say, I don't know if these recordings quite reached the level I remember of the live sets I heard from Woody Shaw. And maybe that's my memory at fault. Maybe we, I don't know if we quite knocked it out of the park with the recordings that we managed to find. Maybe someday something will turn up from some of the shows he did in New York that you and I heard around this time.
Oh, yeah, but this, you know, there's a ton of killer stuff with Woody. I've heard it. You know, I've heard clips of live recordings that I've seen. Videos. There's a lot of stuff on, you know, on YouTube has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Too, you
know? Yeah.
And so I guess these recordings, you know, were not those. You know,
well, we got some moments.
Yeah.
We definitely
got some moments. Yeah. We
absolutely. And a few clams. Woody Shaw, not known for clams, I have to say. Not in my book. But I'm so glad we got to shine a light on him. And man, just having you in town and all the love you are spreading this month with this residency through 411 Projects. And if you missed the show, you can catch it on the Deep Focus podcast. Pull out that phone in your pocket and instead of going to the sports betting app, go to your podcast app and find Deep Focus from Small Media Large and subscribe. It's free. You get all the same programming you get here. In fact, hundreds of episodes. We have literally hundreds up there, including a bunch with Graham Haines on all kinds of great stuff and many other fantastic artists. And never try to sell you nothing. You can share it with your friends and all that. And this one will be posted in a week or so's time. But that might be too late for you to attend some of the elements of this residency that Graham Haines is doing. Go to 411projects.org. 411 Projects. All the numbers spelled out in letters. F-O-U-R-O-N-E-O-N-E projects.org. And
yes, and please do come out if you can. We're doing some very different things from event to event. Tomorrow night, I'm in discussion with Professor Robin Kelly, and we're talking about things I'm working on now and things I've done in the past and my travels and things that should be, I'm sure it's going to be a very good conversation. And then later we have other things. I have a listening party with Vijay Iyer. I'm having Momenta Quartet perform my string quartet, and we have two nights at New Blue. I'm conducting New Blue Orchestra. That's later in April, and a performance with my trio with Lucia Vitkova and Shakur Hakim. So all this stuff is different, and I promise all of it's going to be very insightful. So please come out if you can and check out. All the events are listed on the 411 website. So
now, how about aside from this residency, what's the best way to keep up with you and find out about things you're doing?
On my YouTube page or on Instagram. YouTube and Instagram. I always post everything up there.
And you are Graham Haines Music?
I have Graham Haines Music, but also Graham Haines. But Graham Haines Music on both on Facebook and, on Instagram, it's Graham Haines 60. That's Instagram.
Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, Haines, H-A-Y-N-E-S. And, you're always something new and invigorating coming from your...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always keep all my information on all my things and all my ideas and things flowing up, especially on Facebook. Instagram, maybe a little less. It's easier for me to put stuff on Facebook than it is on Instagram for some reason, the way
the platform is set up. Know what you mean. You can follow Deep Focus on Instagram, too. Deep Focus Podcast. Mm-hmm. Deep_Focus_Podcast. And thank you.
I'll be doing that. There's a few podcasts I need to check out, so I'll be up there.
Yeah, come through, man. And thank you for coming out tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be up here, always at KCR. I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, you and I and KCR go back.
That's true. You know what I was thinking about? Do you remember the Miles Davis Festival? That was 1979? Anyway.
Yeah, probably. The Miles Davis Festival. I remember quite a few festivals. I remember Mingus Festivals.
Yeah.
You guys, I remember the Roy Haynes Festival when they called me and I did an interview about my dad, and a lot of great festivals you guys have. Yeah,
I'm due for another one of those. Gotta pull that together. Well, should we head out with one more piece from Keystone Corner from Woody Shaw, the man of the hour?
Okay, what should we play?
I thought maybe the next piece is Solar, which is...
Solar, yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's play that one.
All right. It's Deep Focus. I'm your host, Mitch Goldman. Here with Graham Haynes, music from Woody Shaw on WKCR.